Introducing you to the sun in Sagittarius and applicable for everybody with planets in Sagittarius and most importantly for those of you who have been reading and hearing from other people that they've had wonderful things happening to them for them because of them, because of Saturn in Pisces and Jupiter in Taurus, and you've had absolutely nothing. It has been a struggle, and for some Sagittarians, I have to be honest with you, I do feel sorry for you. The astrologer defines as a timetable to life, and there's been no planets in Sagittarius until the 10th of November, when Mercury goes into Sagittarius, and then on the 22nd of November, the Sun goes into Sagittarius. But this year's Sagittarius is even more powerful than normal, and that's because we have Mars in Sagittarius from the 24th of November through till the 4th of January 2024. And it is that Mars in Sagittarius with Mercury in Sagittarius and the Sun in Sagittarius that will be dynamic in all your lives. Some of you I've given readings to, some of you I've told you to wait and see. Wait and see, because at the moment, with no planets in Sagittarius until the 9th, 10th of November, your life has either, it's happened for you, but it's happened against you. Some of the things that happened to you, you didn't really like. You didn't really like when Saturn went into Pisces in March, April, May, June of 2023. Some of the things that happened, it wasn't comfortable. You look back in hindsight, however, and even though there were painful things that happened to you, you look back in hindsight and you realize that that was a good thing. Some of you were given notice to leave, quit your jobs, fired from your job. Some of you were given notice to leave your premises or leave your apartment or leave your home. Some of you sold your apartment, sold your home, and therefore it happened to you. It wasn't necessarily something you wanted, and I emphasize it wasn't really what you wanted, but in hindsight, you've realized now it was a good idea. It was an act of destiny. When we say acts of destiny, you often think of, oh, good acts of destiny. I want the good things. Give me the good things. Don't give me the bad things. But acts of destiny are also defined by when a phase of life has come to an end, that's it. You've got to move on in life. And sometimes in moving on is painful. Sometimes it is painful because you're used to a routine, because you're used to certain things. Now, for those of you who have received the big Jupiter in Taurus energy, you're now realizing in hindsight, wasn't that an act of good destiny? But for all other Sagittarians, you're realizing now, because of the no planet effect, you can't wait for your birthday this year. And you can't wait until that Sagittarius energy then does it for you. All Sagittarians, and listen to what I have to say, all, and it applies to all star signs, me included as well. Me, I'm a Libra, me included. All Sagittarians are stupid. All star signs are stupid. We're all stupid until we have planets in our star sign, and then it makes us clever. So when we've got no planets in our star sign and we make stupid mistakes because we're not seeing things clearly, we haven't got any energy making sure that there's a spotlight and seeing things clearly. The only way I can compare it is when you are walking around in your apartment or you're going to the bathroom in the middle of the night, you don't switch the lights on and you just walk. But sometimes somebody's left something there, they left some shoes there, they've left some whatever, and you trip over it and it hurts your feet. When you're walking around with no planet effect, when you're walking around in darkness until planets enter Sagittarius, then it's hazarding a guess. It's a bit risky. And that's why some of you haven't done anything. You haven't wanted to do anything yet until you're ready. But soon as, and it's an immediate energy, and it's going to shock and surprise many people, because immediately the Sun goes into Sagittarius on the 22nd of November. We've already got the Mercury there, that's stimulating the mind. We have then Mars, and that's what it's going to be. The Sun and Mars in Sagittarius, creating the full moon in Gemini on the 27th of November. Now, once you see what 27th of November is, then lights has gone on and you see things very clearly. Everything will then become a yes and a no. In the meantime, I've told many Sagittarians to fake it till you make it. Just keep going along with things. Just keep going along. Don't have to make any decisions. Just keep going along with it. Keep adapting and changing. There's lots of adapting and changing to do in September, October, November. But once you arrive at the 27th of November, you don't need to adapt and change anymore, because you love who you love. You love what you love, and it just then happens. What you'll then experience, and it applies to, it happened to me, it's in the end of September, it happened to me. I'm one of the star signs, no Libra, had no planet effect. I was suddenly woke up and realized I've been doing certain things wrong. And when you realize it's wrong, it's so obvious what to do. And when it's obvious what to do, you then simply do it right. Your gut instinct, Sagittarians, you're very good at gut instinct because you're defined by that arrow, the Sagittarius anno. But with no planets, you haven't got a gut instinct. But now you get it back in November and you've got it now, December, you will have it now. Very dynamically, very strongly, at least for the next 6 years of all your lives. And once it's back, all you have to do is remember how you're feeling, what happened to you, for you, because of you in the end of November, December, and then love it. Keep hold of it. Keep hold of that energy, realizing the difference between a dysfunctional version of yourself and a good functioning version of yourself, realizing what you need and then discard the trash, discard the garbage. Decision making. Some of you will be in a process of making a decision. That's why I've created this in advance, because we are all going through a transformation. Transformation, understanding it astrologically, means I've got to let go of the past. I've got to let go of past attitudes. I need to adapt to be a good version, ready for a bigger and a brighter future. So transformation means I have to be honest with myself. You, as a Sagittarian, will have to be honest with yourself. Does it work? Then the answer is yes. Does it not work? Then you'd stop doing it. On the internet, I've changed everything on the website because it didn't work. It doesn't work for people's mobile phone devices, and therefore it needed to change. Other things I've tried doing, YouTube and Twitter, didn't work, doesn't work, so stop doing it. You come to an abrupt halt of stop wasting your life energy, to stop wasting your time doing things that don't work, and automatically you will have the energy for the things that do work.